Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. So good to be here. So good to be here and to share with you some of the things that the Lord has shared with us. And we just want to say welcome to this edition of Christian Talk. And it's TNT time on Christian Talk. And I'm here with my wife, Pastor Tasila. How are you, Tasila?
I'm doing very, very good. I want to say hi to all our friends all over the world. God bless you for tuning in. Just hang in there. The Lord, he sees all. He knows all. Be strong in him and in the power of his might. And that, I want to be encouraging to those that are listening. don't fold. Be strong. It's all coming together. Yep. Amen.
Amen. And it is all coming together. It may not appear to be when you look at in the outer surface, but if you're in tune with the Holy Spirit, you can see what the Lord is doing in this hour. And it is totally amazing. It's just amazing. That's why we encourage everyone to stay in the Spirit as much as you can, so that when different things happen, you'll know it before it happens, and you'll know exactly what to do, because God gives us instructions and directions. Okay, but for right now, I want all of you to pick up your phones or grab your computers and go to your inbox or text your family and friends and encourage them to dial in right now. Our number to dial in is 646-668-8537. Tell them to dial that number, 646-668-8537, if they just want to dial in and listen. Or just click on the picture or the link on Facebook to listen from your computer tonight. Go to my Facebook page, T. Meyer McCain, and And then when you see the post for this particular show, you can just click on the link or the picture, and you can listen to the entire show tonight and all this week on Facebook, okay? Or just click on the link wherever you see the post of this particular show, no matter where you might see it, on Twitter, on Lineable, or whatever, okay? Instagram, whatever. And then also, you can see T. Meyer and Tasila on Facebook. Sometimes we do Facebook Live, and you can catch us on every other Tuesday between 2 and 2:30. Or you can just go ahead and go to YouTube and many other media platforms. Just look for The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. It'll take you right to hsbn.tv. So we are on hsbn.tv. So you can either go there or just look for us on YouTube. Okay, just put in our name, T. Meyer and Tasila McCain, The Message of Life. All right, and then click on whatever program you want to hear. Okay, that you want to see, because you'll be able to see us, and you can click on any one of the. Any one of the broadcasts, okay? We're also on iHeartRadio and many others, So tune in. The Message of Life. Go to, also remember that our book, and we always tell you about this book because this book is a blessing if you just take the time and read it. Read it while you're alone and just watch the Holy Spirit just open up things to you. Okay, who is God unveiling the mystery? We as Christians, we need to know who we're serving, who our God is. Who is God unveiling the mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain? You really should get this book. Order it from Amazon because it's available right now from Amazon. So you can just go ahead and order the book, okay? And also, if you're looking for a place to worship, come and worship with us at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786, every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786, every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. So come and join us. You will be blessed. Just take the time and come and join us, okay? If you can't, then just continue to listen to Christian Talk every Wednesday and be blessed, okay? Praise the Lord. Listen, we want you to stay right there. Don't go away, and we'll be right back. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
You, Lord, oh, your mercy never fails me, and all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Love that song. You are listening to Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk. And, well, Pastor Tasila, what's this? Hold on for a minute. What is that? You hear that? Today, Pastor Tasila, what are we going to do? What are we talking about?
You said greater anointing. What was it? More?
What?
Of the,
more.
No, the the subject matter?
Oh, we're training and preparing for the kingdom of God. That's what all of us are doing. On this line,
it's a preparation.
We're all, yes, training and preparing.
Mm-hmm. And so I was going over some of the things how God dealt with me about the training and the preparation that He took me through. Like I said, I started off April 14th in downtown 217B in the convention center. Under the anointing of an outpouring that was so beautiful, so marvelous that day for those who are just turning in. I'm just to go over it a little bit. I was at work and I was drawn to a piece of paper, said it was an outpouring that was going to come. So I picked up the paper and it said, in the convention center downtown, 217B, April 14th, 3 o'clock. And I was there, and my daughter. We made sure we were there. And it was so beautiful. And like I said, angels was there. My spiritual eyes were open for the first time. I saw crosses. I saw in the spirit realm. I saw the smoke. I saw the rainbow. I saw all kinds of things begin to happen in that room. And even though we received the anointing, I knew it would be more and even a greater anointing coming. Just like I pointed out for those who were listening before, and I'll reiterate it again, how the apostles received the outpouring in the book of Acts in chapter 2, and then again they turned around and received it again in chapter 4. And a lot of times when we're talking to Christians, they always say, we already received the Holy Spirit, we need more. Let me just ask you guys, don't you think we need more of the Holy Ghost? We need more to combat where we're at this point. I don't see Christianity flourishing, standing. I don't see them outside. I don't hear them. Everything's quiet. We need more. And I pray that we're quiet because we're in our secret place asking the Lord for more of his presence. And you have to feel like we need more. And I know we're not losing. We are the winners. We will win. We always win. Watch. We're going to win.
Yeah.
But first, we got to go through. And we have to just keep pressing forward and go through. Because what I saw coming, you guys need to be immersed in the full glory of God for what is coming on the earth. And there's a lot of things that's going to happen and that's coming that I could tell you about. And one of them is when the Lord showed me that we were going to be invaded. And a lot of times people don't want to hear that, but that's what it was. United States of America was invaded. Sometimes I wish I could go to the White House and tell them, make sure that you do not take all the troops out of here and put them in Taiwan or in any other place away from our own homeland, because that's when it's going to happen. And in this dream, our government was in disarray. It really wasn't anyone that was covering. Those that were supposed to be help fighting for our country wasn't around. They were off fighting a smaller war that was known in the dream. And in the dream, also, we were under martial law. We were all placed in our homes, and we had troops that was running, and they were foreign troops. They weren't American troops. Our troops were nowhere to be found. And in this time, our troops, we didn't even have a government to say, go over here and go over there. Someone had dislocated the whole government system with a bunch of shenanigans. And then the troops were away, taking care, way far off, somewhere like Taiwan, doing something over there. And we didn't have a covering. And on our two shores, we were overtaken, which took up the United States. And this is not good. But only thing that was good about it was that the kingdom came right at that time. The kingdom of God manifested. So, and that's why we need to be careful what we're doing. And so back to the outpouring. I'm in that room, and I'm knowing, even when I come out of that room, that there's more. So I'm telling everyone, my family, of that we need more of God, more of the outpouring and his spirit. And my people are telling me that perhaps I've lost it, maybe, because the Lord had opened up my spiritual eyes, I actually could see him going as a bust going across the heavens, his head and body. And he's looking like telling me, it doesn't matter what they're saying. You're looking at me. They're on the phone talking. They don't know I'm real. And that's how it's going to be. We're going to be able to be in his presence in the kingdom and operating in this realm at the same time.
Yes.
I know I'm telling you guys something that is so phenomenal, but it's the truth. We're going to be able to be in the kingdom realm and be in this realm at the same time. Now, this is just a small part of it when God is showing me. This is the reality of it. I'm talking. Someone's telling me. I serve God, too, but you don't have to do it like that. You don't have to, that's too much. And God is showing me his body at the same time going across. And it's like his similitude. He's with his hands out. And it's like, who do I believe? The person that's telling me pull back, or the person who is going across my face I'm looking at? I think I'm going to talk and believe the Lord. So anyway, the same thing is going on right now. We're going to be in these two places. So then I'm working, and I'm also praying and asking God, how could this be so? Because I'm still human. I'm in the natural, and I want to know how. So the Lord gave me a situation. I used to catch the bus, and the bus came. I saw the bus, but I was inside the store, and I said, oh, I'm going to miss that one, so I might as well stay in the store for a while and finish shopping. So I completed my shopping. I went outside. The bus was still there, and it was like 15 minutes later. I get on the bus, and while I'm sitting there, a man falls out in the aisle and starts having a seizure. And the Lord starts talking to me at the same time. And he says, you want to know how the anointing is going to come and how I'm going to operate while people are still doing their natural thing? He said, watch this. Go over there and lay your hands on him. And as soon as I went over there, the bus driver was calling an ambulance. They shut the bus down. No one else could get on. And it was chaos on the bus and outside the bus because the bus was shut down. And the man was trembling, and his eyes were going up in his head. And I went over to him. I laid my hands on him, and he completely stopped his seizure and looked up at me like, what in the world just happened? And he got up and he was embarrassed. And the Lord was talking to me the whole time, so I didn't have any words to say to the man except, you're going to be okay. And he sat down. The bus driver canceled the ambulance, and the man sat there with his lunchbox and put his head halfway down because he was kind of embarrassed that he fell out on the floor and had a seizure. But God was talking to me the whole time. And he said, just like you went over there, you laid your hands on him, and he got up, that's how it's going to, and it's like a regular work day. He said, that's how it's going to be when the anointing comes. It's just going to happen, and people are going to be changed. And things are going to be different, and it's all going to happen all at the same time. And I was like, okay, because I was getting a confirmation from God that what he was showing me was reality, that the power and the anointing that is coming in greater proportion that's going to fill the earth, because I didn't know all the scriptures that was going to happen. So God was showing me in reality time, yes, and that he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh, and that the power is going to come on the people. So I took that in. Then I still, being me, saying maybe a month or two later and in my prayers, Lord, I saw him, I saw what he did, and he showed me how it was going to happen in the natural. And I was like, okay, Lord, I just want to know if this is you, because I'm trying all spirits to make sure that it's God. But like I said, in Acts chapter 2, they receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and then you look, read again in chapter 4, they received it, and consistently. Our bodies can't contain all of God at once. So we are receiving it in portions. and more.
Yeah.
And it says from glory to glory to glory to glory, so that when you see him, you will be like him.
Amen.
Because you've
Amen.
Changed from glory to glory to glory. So the next thing that happened is that the Lord gave me a vision. And in the vision, he showed him me inside of him and him inside of me, with him being taller, me being shorter, and us both doing the greater works on the earth. This is why I believe in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the greater works of Jesus Christ. And it has to come, and it will come, because Jesus showed me it's not going to be so much us as much as it's going to be him. We are, you know, in him. All things will be done by him and his hands. And he began to do things, and it was like as if he was showing me, watch this, when he created more food or healed someone, he was just like saying, look at this and watch me do this. But I'm still in him. He's still in me. He's the one doing the works, but still he's using my body. And he's telling, but I know it's him. It's as if Christ is in me, and then I had extended light from me, because that's what was doing all the work. And he was saying, so look at this. Now let me show you how I do this. And he was doing everything except it was my body. So then from a distance we saw where a person had committed suicide and hung themselves. And they were just hanging there. And in my finite mind, I said, oh my goodness, look at that girl hanging there. I wonder how the Lord is going to do that, because she's dead already. That's what I said to myself. And he looked over, and he said, he heard my thoughts. He said, oh, that's easy. And he went over to where she was and took the rope from around her neck and removed it. And by the time she stood up, she was alive again. And these are the things, this is why I know that we as the church has to prepare ourselves for this greater work that is coming on the earth. This is going to be big, and it's not going to be by our own might or power. It's going to be by the Spirit of the Lord. Like I just said, when you see Jesus, he's the one that's doing all the work. Begin to give Jesus the glory for everything. Anything, I don't even understand how people take the glory, because everything that we're doing is him. Even if you have gifts, it came from him. I don't see how you could take the accolades for that if it's all from him. We just have to allow Christ to be who he is in us, like Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I just want the body to ask the Lord. This is something that is so important for this hour. God is just looking for willing vessels, those that believe, that want to receive the fullness of Christ. Just ask the Lord. Lord, I heard Tasila talking about the greater works, the outpouring, you operating from in us and doing greater works, Lord, like you said, these works and greater works shall be done. Lord, if this is true, ask for yourself. Ask him, if this is true, show me in a dream, in a vision, prepare me, help me to see it, help me to operate in it. And I'm telling you, this is the best thing that's going to happen to the earth. Because God is always in the business of regenerating, restoring, rebuilding his people. God doesn't want to see his people broken and torn. And even when they're wounded, He wants to bind them back up. Like he said, he's our healing balm. And he doesn't like seeing people torn or destroyed. So just ask the Lord, Lord, these are the greater works are coming. I want to be a vessel for it. I want to be part of it. Help me, Lord, to be involved in the greater works. Right, Pastor T?
That's absolutely right. Oh, man, that, you know, it's so beautiful how the Lord is gently dealing with us and opening our eyes little by little. So be aware of your dreams and be aware because the Lord is going to start giving you visions, sometimes visions within your dreams. Also be have your ear in tune to hear his instructions. I mean, we're slowly but surely moving into the kingdom realm, slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. But we have to be alert and be aware with what's going on. And when the Lord do these supernatural things, it's okay to ask him, you know, Lord, what's going mm-hmm. on? What is this about? Mm-hmm. What's that about? It's okay to do it. The main thing is that just like Pastor Tasila, when she saw in her dream how this country was being invaded, well, the main thing we have to do is hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hold on mm-hmm. to him. Our eyes should be on Jesus. Don't go away. We'll mm-hmm. be right back after this. Stay right there. Pray for you. Listening to Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk, and this is our TNT segment. You know, Pastor Tasila, I was so happy that you shared some things with us from your own experience with the Lord, and And, you know, I shared some things last week. You shared some things last mm-hmm. week. And there's so much more. Time wouldn't even permit for us to go through a whole lot others, other things that, mm-hmm. that you yourself went through. Like, for example, when you had the dream about you seeing the battle in heaven with angels and demons, and they're fighting over this person's body. You saw it in a dream. And then, and lo and behold, it actually happened in real life. So you want to tell mm-hmm. that real quick?
Oh, yeah, I do. In a dream, I saw where a man had passed out, and we were in our car, Pastor T and I, and we were driving. This is the dream version. And we came upon a man, and he was passed out, and we could have hit him, but we stopped. And I got out, and there was a lot of traffic. It was in the evening, and we were stopping. I was stopping the traffic so that he wouldn't get hit. And then he was put in a safe place, and afterwards I turned around, and I saw demons and angels fighting over his soul, like battling. When I turned around to look after all, the whole scene was over. But a day came, and I could tell you the exact day, but we were in Los Angeles. This is the reality of it, and this has happened to me many times where the Lord has shown me a vision or a dream. And then it happened in our realm, in this realm. And so this is the reality of it. Pastor T and I were in Los Angeles. We were riding. We turned a corner. We came right in front of a man laying down in the street, passed out. When I got over there, I got out the car. We pulled over. I went to him. I knew I was supposed to call his spirit back to his body, and that he was completely just gone, as far as I was concerned, possibly dead. But I knew that I had to call back his spirit to come back to this body in the name of the Holy One, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Pastor T, it was buses. It was rush hour.
Heavy traffic.
He got out heavy traffic. And he got out the car also, and he looked at me in my face. This is reality now. And he said, "I can't believe it. This is your dream." While we were working on getting this man back together, he said, "This is the dream you had." And I said, "It is." And I knew that it was a battle over his soul, and that's why the Lord used me at that moment to call his soul, his body back, and his soul back to his body, because we already saw it. We already knew what we had to do. We had to make sure that he was okay. And then he wasn't hit. I mean, he was in the middle of the street, and it was rush hour, and he was totally out. So another guy and Pastor T came, and they put him on the sidewalk, and the paramedics came, and then they took him. And that was it.
But before the paramedics came, commanded his spirit to return to his body, he woke up.
Yes.
And his eyes were open. He woke up, and then we just moved him out of the way. And we just let the paramedic take over at that point. But it was her dream right there in front of us. And so the mm-hmm. Lord, that's why I say pay attention to your dreams and different experiences that you have with the Lord. And, you know, mark it down. Ask questions. Ask him to show you more and more and more, because he's slowly opening up our eyes to the spirit realm, even in dreams, visions, and experiences. And in mind.
I wanted to kind of tell the people, too, about the blackout we had in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
when we had a blackout a little while back, and I mean total black. It was just pitch black, but we had some of those lights you put on your head, and it shines from your head. So we walked down to a couple of blocks down to see why the lights were out, and
the whole
we found out that's the whole block was out, and you actually needed a flashlight or some type of light to see where you were going. And when we got down there, we figured out someone had hit the electrical box and knocked it off completely, a drunk driver or whatever. And so when we were on our way back home, I was saying to the Lord, I was praying, I was like, this is strange. I said, because all week there's been a moon, but there's not even a moon out here. No, the moon was nowhere to be seen. That's how dark it was. So when I got in the house and we sat down, the moon actually, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, let the moon come out and give us light so that we could see. And that was it. I sat down. The moon came out. Pastor T went upstairs to do something. And when he came back, I said, I got to tell you something. I said, the moon is out, but it's only on our house. It's not on any house in the whole world. It's only shining however that is. I don't know. It's only, he said, I don't believe it. He went outside and he saw it. The Lord shined the moon. He let it come up, and he let it come directly on our house out of the entire row of houses.
It was like the Lord had a flashlight. It was like he had a flashlight, and he just shined it on our house, because all around our house was still dark, but the moon was shining. It was very bright this particular night, and it was right on our house. And I was like, how is this possible? You know, these are just some of the things that you can experience as well. The Lord wants us all to experience these things. And keep in mind that if you truly
heard our prayer,
right, he hears even the simple prayers. Just keep in mind that if you truly and sincerely desire the things of the Lord, God will give it to you. He will give it to you if you truly desire it. Here's an example of one of my experiences. At a church we used to go to called the Upper Room. We were at church, and we had a good service, as always. At the end of the service, Pastor Ray Cirillo, our mentor, would offer the tithes and the offerings up before the Lord. And he would always tell us that if you look carefully, you will see God's glory cloud when the Lord receives the offering. And, of course, I was on pins and needles. I mean, I was looking and waiting because I really wanted to see the glory cloud. And every time he would do that, each Sunday when he lifted up the offering, it seemed that everyone around me could see the glory cloud of the Lord except me. I couldn't see it, and I really wanted to see it, but I didn't see it, every time that he did it for many Sundays, and I kept praying to the Lord and telling the Lord, I want to see your glory cloud. And like I said, many of my brothers and sisters in the Lord would describe how they saw it, swirling and this and that. And, man, that made me want to see it that much more. So I continued to pray and ask the Lord to allow me to see his glory cloud. And then it happened. On a Sunday that I least expected it, and usually the Lord does things when you least expect it, it was at the end of the service. It was at the end of the service, and the pastor did his usual thing and lifted up the offering. And as soon as he brought his hands down, I saw it. It was beautiful. I don't think anybody saw it like I did that day, like real thick. It was beautiful. It was a cloud, but it was so thick that it looked tangible. It looked solid. It looked like you could just actually hold it. And there was very, very bright. It was a very, very bright light inside of it. It's like it was light inside of it. The cloud was pure white, bright and clean, and it swirled, and then it went away. And I almost fell out of my seat. I yelled, "I saw it! I saw it!" Then I asked my brothers and sisters if they saw it, but they didn't see it that day. No one saw it for the first time, but I saw it, and I realized that the Lord had did that just for me. It was just for me. And after that, I began to see his glory cloud and his energy every time I pray. I still see it every time I pray. He's even shown me, he even shows me little lights and stuff like that, you know, colorful lights when I be praying. God is preparing us to move in the kingdom realm, which is God's supernatural kingdom realm, and move on earth at the same time, in his kingdom realm and on earth at the same time. We must understand that Christians are a supernatural people. We are a supernatural people. Keep that in mind, because many Christians aren't aware of that. But you, be aware of that. God is preparing us to get used to walking in the supernatural. That's why he gives us dreams and visions and experiences with him. This is to get us used to walking fully in the Holy Spirit. It is important for us to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, because we are to become his greater works people, as it is written in John 14, verse 12. These works shall I do. No, these works shall they do, and greater works, because I go to the Father. But many of us get so sidetracked. We get sidetracked by Satan and his demons that we end up being victims instead of being victorious ones. We end up needing healings instead of being the ones who heals in the name of Jesus. We are easily tempted, and many are full of fear. Christians, get that fear out of you. Ask the Lord for more love, because perfect love casts out fear. So ask the Lord for more love if you're having that spirit of fear, and cast it out. And many Christians have opened up portals for demons to enter into their lives and take over. Be aware of what's happening in the spirit realm so that you won't be overtaken by the demonic side. You will have the Holy Spirit and God's angels around you, so you can identify when other spirits try to creep in. When we stay in God's secret place, he will keep us safe and continually give us experiences that will draw you to him and plant you deep in him. He will show us what is happening right now in this hour and what is to come. He gives us harbingers, if you will, or warnings. And along with that, he gives us instructions and directions as to what to do if or when evil comes upon us. The Lord gave me a dream about destruction and blessing at the same time. He gave me this dream. I had a vision in the midst of my dream. I was on the porch in my old hometown where I'm from, and while standing there, the sky opened up, and I went into a vision. I saw a big city with high-rise buildings. You know, it looked like a downtown area of a major city. Then all of a sudden, I saw this huge black tornado destroying the city, moving very fast. It was destroying everything. I mean, it was really destroying it. As I looked to the right of this vision, I saw lights coming down from heaven. This was all in the same city now. All of this was going on in the same city. One side was destruction, and the other side, there was no destruction, but it was lights that was coming down from heaven. But the lights would hit the ground, and then the lights would explode and become more lights. And as those lights would come down to the ground, they would explode and become more lights. And then this went on and on. Then all of a sudden, that big black tornado jumped out of the vision and landed right near me in my front yard. It had turned into a very small and weak whirlwind, just a little whirlwind. I was looking at a tornado that was smaller than me with no power. The tornado represented destruction in this hour, and the lights represented the people of God preaching the gospel and bringing forth the kingdom of God from the Father of lights, God himself.
Mm.
We are the lights, and those lights were constantly growing. It was multiplying and multiplying because the kingdom of God will start as a seed, and then it will begin to multiply and multiply as we preach, as we go out into the world and preach the gospel. We multiply and bring forth more lights for God. The Lord always deal with me in dreams, prophetic dreams. I even had a short dream that bombs, kind of similar to yours, Pastor Tresila, but bombs were coming from the sky, striking a city all over the place, just blowing up the city. I was so scared in this particular dream as I ran to try to warn my family about what was happening. These bombs could have hit me or my home at any time because you never knew where it was going to strike. These bombs looked like long streams of fire coming out of the sky, striking mountains. These were either bombs from our enemy or fire coming out of heaven from God himself. It was a fearful sight and a fearful experience to be in. You wouldn't think that nothing like that could ever happen in America, but it was right up on us. The reason we must prepare ourselves for the kingdom is because America is trying to do away with Jesus. And the mm-hmm. more they do this, they are bringing a curse upon this nation. The Lord gave mm-hmm. me another dream, and in this dream, and we'll try to make this one fast because we're running out of time, he gave me another dream, and in this dream I saw the Lord Jesus Christ just kick back, relaxing on the floor in my living room. He was just laying back in my living room. He was, you know, and like you would just be laying on the floor watching TV or something, relaxing. He looked so relaxed and comfortable. I was just standing there looking at him. Then all of a sudden, my front door opened very quickly. It just woof, opened real quickly. I didn't turn around because I was just looking at Jesus. But Jesus rose up. And he said, Father. Then I heard the voice, the Father's voice in back of me. He said, come, my son. And immediately all three of us was out in space. We were out, just out in the universe, moving extremely fast. And as we were moving, I remember seeing God the Father. He was a big, giant glory cloud. And Jesus was right next to him. And then it was me. So it was the Father, Jesus, and then me. And I could see all of this. And I remember thinking, I said, wow, I thought they were one. But right as I had that thought, I saw Jesus change into a spirit form and went into the Father. And then the Father, which was the cloud, took on the face of Jesus. Then I said, oh, they are one. Right after that, I saw an angel. I saw this angel, and it seemed that I had briefly left the dream. I saw the angel, but it seemed like I had briefly left the dream, and this was more like a vision as this angel directed me to look to the right. It's like I came out of the dream and then went back into the dream because it's like the angel interrupted the dream to show me something. And he had me to look to the right. So I went back into the dream, and I looked to the right, and I saw a very ugly, big piece of rotten wood. It was as big as a planet, but it was ugly. It was just out there. It was dark and had no shape, no form. Then it seemed as though I was looking at all of this from a distance because I saw Jesus, who was in the Father, still moving fast. But when they got to this ugly piece of wood, which was flat, as though someone had, you know, cut a piece of rotten wood out of a tree, Jesus went to this big giant piece of wood, but this wood turned and covered Jesus up. Right while the wood was covering Jesus, at that very moment, I heard the Father say, "My world is upside down." Then I woke up. I tried to tell my wife about the dream, but I couldn't remember what the words were. And then I was trying my best to remember what the Lord said, those words. But for some reason, I couldn't remember it. So I went into my office, and I turned off all the lights, and I asked the Lord, what did he say? And then he brought the whole dream right back to me again. And then he said, "My world is upside down." That's where we are today. That ugly piece of wood was the earth. It was void and without form today, just as it was in the beginning. The world is trying to cover Jesus up. Why? Because Jesus is absolute perfection. All things are measured by him. The world and all that dwells in the earth, and even the church. And if it doesn't measure up, then it is sin and it will be judged. The Lord made, you know, this is what's happening now. This earth is really trying to do away with Jesus, and it's just not going to work. It's not going to work because the Lord is coming, and he's going to show himself strong, and everyone who spoke against him will be ashamed. They will be ashamed. It's so much more, but time is running out. It's so much more that Tasila and I could share with you. We're just scraping the surface, really. But it's so much more. But you know, we're going to stop right there and just thank you guys for. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank the people and remember the day of the Lord is coming, just like in Joel chapter 2. Read Joel. Because in Joel, it starts saying, it gives a warning, and it says it's a day of darkness, it's a day of devastation, but it's a destructive time also. And you're going to see an unstoppable, destructive army of the Lord coming. It's not going to just be the enemy. You're going to see the army of the Lord. Ask God, say, "Lord, I want to be a part of the army of the Lord." I know I do. I really do. I want to work for Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. We love you guys.
Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Remember, we're here next week. So tell your friends to dial in and to join us, okay? So we'll see you next time. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.